Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Good evening, Eric. Maybe we can have you tell us a little bit about yourself. Good evening, Eric Ibarra. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, good evening, Brother Andre. I appreciate you having me here. Now, go ahead.
I've been able to piece together from things that I've heard you say on available online interviews and things that I little snippets of things that I read that you've written. It seems to me that you were a revert back to the Catholic faith. Is that true?
That is correct. I was born into a Spanish Catholic family, and I was baptized very quickly. And I was in the Catholic Church until my teenage years. And then I had a collapse of faith and went into an atheistic worldview, and you know that caused many issues with going to mass. So I just dropped out, and from that point, I had my pursuit of worldliness and a life living without God, and my bones can only take it for so long. And like Saint Augustine says, we're restless until we find him. I began seeking God again, and I went to a Protestant church for about 5 to 6 years, and that was in the Reformed Baptist kind of. And I know for some of your listeners, you'd be like, they'd be saying Reformed Baptist, what is that? Yeah, there are groups out there that call them Reformed Baptists.
So you have the tulip along with the anti-pedo-baptistic type of view, right?
Precisely, and we would hone in on those things because we were very fervent about proving our point of view. We'd go door to door every single Saturday for hours, debating with people and trying to get people to convert over to a Calvinistic worldview, but as you said, a credo Baptist view, very strongly so. And so I was in that for a while, and I actually left there looking for more of a historical church, something that was more rooted in the patristic fathers. And one of the things that led to that was the minister of the Baptist community was brought under some legal issues, and it really caused me to wonder where he got the right to start picking up the Bible and preaching and disciplining and excommunicating, because we at our church, we that was kind of a normal thing. And that led me into first Lutheranism, and I was able to befriend some folks, including a Lutheran priest who gave me some literature to read. And I really liked Luther's approach, the law-gospel antithesis, but it really clashed with where I was headed, which was back to the fathers,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then that led me to think of a church that practices the old liturgical church of the 2nd, 3rd, 4th century. But I knew I didn't want to go to the Roman Catholic Church, because at the moment, that's all I could think of when I was reading the Fathers. I said, there's got to be some alternative.
I can't possibly go home. There has to be someplace else.
Yeah, correct. So I was driving one day, and I saw this sign off the side of the road that says, Holy Eucharist offered 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, and the church was beautiful. The rock architecture, the stained glass windows, just it led me to think that this is where God want me, and that was at the Episcopal Anglican church, and actually community, I should say. And they were part of a split-off group, part of the TAC.
Oh, okay. I know the TAC. So it obviously was beautiful, even liturgically.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. It was very beautiful. And, you know, we were trumping on the seven ecumenical councils and the church fathers. And, you know, we had the fathers, you know, quote unquote. We had our interpretation of them, is what I should say. And we had the liturgy, and we can kind of sit happy because we could avoid the debates between the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholics. And we can kind of, you know, sit off to the side and enjoy our historical studies without having to really depend on a perfect continuity.